From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update, women in rural Missouri are more likely to be diagnosed with dangerous late-stage breast cancer than women in urban or suburban counties, about 10% more likely, according to Faustine Williams.
Okay, to back up a little bit, in 1990, the Congress passed a public health law that helped the Center for Disease Control, CDC, to establish a program called the National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program to reduce mortality and incidence from breast and cervical cancer.
Williams is a PhD candidate at the University of Missouri. She's studying disparities in treating breast cancer across the state. Missouri's early detection program provides free screenings, but William says, depending on your zip code, you may be more or less likely to get diagnosed early.
The stage at which you are diagnosed determines the kind of quality of life you have, the survival rate. For instance, if you are diagnosed at stage one, your survival rate, the 5-year survival rate, is over 90%. Whilst when you are diagnosed at late stage or distant stage, your 5-year survival rate is like 53%. So you see the huge differences. So the treatment options available to you depend on the stage. Your survival rate depend on the stage.
And can you show me some of these graphics that you mm-hmm. have here? Explain what these maps are and how far people have to travel to a health provider and how that might be related to these numbers of diagnoses.
Okay. So for the highest county for us.
So she's holding a handful of maps. One shows the 10 counties in Missouri with the highest rates of late diagnoses.
And when we do the top 10 highest incidence of late-stage cancers, 8 out of the 10 regions or counties are all in rural counties. And this is the travel distance.
A second map shows where each free screening center is.
And the rare areas are showing that those are places that we don't even have a single screening services available to patients. So from this, you can see that some of the counties, patients have to travel from 44 miles to like 77 miles to seek a care. And if you know something about cancer, it makes you tired, and especially the chemo, you go in, it's not likely that you could drive. If you drove there yourself, maybe you have to look for a hotel, recover, and retravel back to your place of location the next day.
The free screening program in Missouri has about 180 locations around the state, open to women with low incomes or without health insurance. The National Cancer Institute recommends women over 40 get mammograms every 1 or 2 years. In Missouri, about 64% of women over 50 have gotten a mammogram in the last year. For more health and wealth coverage, visit us at kbia.org. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.